Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the checkoff's efforts in the classroom.
Absolutely. We have three programs we're quite proud of that focus in on education. The first is we just wrapped up our seventh year of a program we pioneered incorporating the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program into Oklahoma FFA curriculum. The Masters of Beef Advocacy Program is a free online course that provides farmers, ranchers, youth, and industry allies with the information they need to be advocates for the industry and also answer tough questions about beef and raising cattle. In another program, we also recently participated in the WARDS program for Ag in the Classroom, honoring teachers and students. We have been a longtime sponsor of Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom, working to incorporate agriculture literacy into the classroom. We'll also be a key sponsor for the Ag in the Classroom Teachers Tour this summer. And finally, we continue to provide grants for beef purchases to family and consumer science teachers so they can educate their students about beef cookery.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about how the checkoff's working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, live cattle futures had a price swing of about $1.50 yesterday, but closed the day on a mixed note. This did little to incite trader interest in taking a definite position in the market. Maybe in the upcoming cattle on feed report, we'll keep the market sideways until then. However, comparing the numbers to the previous year will not provide a solid comparison, with the exception of total cattle on feed numbers. Marketings and placements will be very different due to the impact of COVID last year. Now, cash cattle yesterday did not provide any real bullish support, and we saw trade at $119 here in our part of the country. Hog futures traded in a somewhat tight range on Wednesday, with only the April contract closing higher. Deferred contracts were under significant pressure, with spread trading the likely reason. The market was in conflict with lower cash and higher cutouts. The trend of cash is a concern, and there are more days that we have seen lower cash than days of higher cash recently. Packers have sufficient supply of hogs on hand due to slower chain speed, keeping them less aggressive. Meanwhile, Kansas City wheat, the July contracts trading 3 cents lower early today, with light rains in southeastern Oklahoma and light to moderate showers expected over the next 7 days in the southwestern U.S. plains. Day two of the Wheat Quality Council's hard winter wheat tour found more variable conditions in southwestern and south central Kansas and in northern Oklahoma, posting an average yield estimate of 56.7 bushels per acre. Well, July corn's trading 2.5 cents higher early today, a quieter start after recovering from a 21.25 cent drop yesterday. It's difficult to say if yesterday's bearish news about a resurgence of COVID-19 in Asia will significantly impact demand for grains this year, but corn's ability to bounce back from the initial news scare and even add another cent to the national cash basis is an impressive sign of the demand corn currently has. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
At the close yesterday, June live cattle up 15 cents, 116.90, August up 40, 120.12, August feeder cattle up 95, 152.87, September up 75, 154.27, June hogs up 30 cents, 110.95, and the July was down 10 cents at 111.40. Kansas City wheat, July down 14 cents, 633.75, September down 13.5, 640, Chicago wheat, July down 18.75, 679.25, and September down 18 cents, 681. July corn unchanged, 658.25. September down 4 cents, 567. July soybeans down 36 cents, 1538.25. August down 35.75, 1485.5. July cotton down 109, 82.92.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.